what's up? This is Reggie. This is Day Drinking with Reggie. And I'm by myself. Those are claps aren't coming from anywhere. And here we go. Edit that in.
Yeah, I'll put that at the beginning now.
You're listening to Culture Night Pop.
It's going to be hilarious.
You best put seatbelts on your ears, Roy. Because I'm going to take them for the ride of their lives.
On ThoseDesSays.net.
By far, my favorite version so far. This is supposed to be Disco Doctor Who. Happy Saturday to your ass. You're listening to Culture My Pop on ThingsDesSays.net. And as you probably heard off the top there, this ain't your grandpappy's typical podcast. We are doing something very different this week. And by different, I mean very irresponsible. This show is called Day Drinking with Reggie Reyes. It's a very self-explanatory thing. We basically hang out with Reggie Reyes. Reggie Reyes proceeds to get very drunk during the day. And then we recorded a podcast together. And what resulted was about an hour and 10 minutes of good times. So since the podcast is so long, I'm going to keep my monologue very short because it's a fun show. I hope you enjoy it. It's like you're chilling with us. Just turn it on, and if you're not very social, you'll feel social for the next 70 minutes or so, I hope, anyway. That's what I'm attempting to do here, is bring society together through audio. But first, let's get some housekeeping items out of the way. Housekeeping! Let's fix that real quick. Faraz, the Wisp, isn't here this week, but he would like me to remind you that next week... we're doing it, man. Halloween is my favorite. It's one of my favorite days of the year. It titillates my inner five-year-old. And so next week, Culture Might Pop, we are doing our very own version of the Treehouse of Horrors, except it'll be funny and entertaining. We're doing a Halloween episode next week. I have no idea what that entails, but it's my show and we do what I want. And so next week, it's Halloween and we're doing a Halloween episode. So be on the lookout for that. If you're not subscribed on iTunes already, well, you should be. Just subscribe, leave us a review, tell people how much you enjoy the podcast, how much you enjoy this audio goodness, and you will get hooked up with new episodes of Culture My Pop and the People's Podcast, if you like that sort of thing, every goddamn week. We don't take a break, except we took a break on Monday from the People's Podcast because we were lazy. But we'll be back. Anyway, one more thing. Remember, if you're going to do any online shopping this weekend, Amazon.com is the way to go. However, comma, if you can take one extra step before you head up to Amazon, go to thingsdezsays.net, click on the Amazon link, and then just go about your business. You can buy whatever you want on Amazon, except from that point forward, whenever you use that link, any purchase you make, the giant corporation that is Amazon.com gives us just a little bit of a kickback. They're like, here you go, you peasants. Feed off of our scraps, the scraps of our failed smartphone. The Fire Phone is a failure. Guys, it's not working out. Anyway, that's it. Those are all the plugs. So next week is the Halloween show, Amazon, iTunes. That's all I have on my notes here. So let us get to the fun, the excitement. That is Day Drinking with Reggie Reyes. We'll talk to you Monday for the People's Podcast. And if you don't like that thing, then we'll talk to you next week for the Halloween version of Culture My Pop on ThingsDesSays.net.
I'm going to edit the fuck out of this podcast. Day Drinking with Reggie Reyes, take one. I wish I had a slate so I could spill.
And that.
You don't need a slate because it's all audio. So here's it.
What time is it? Mm. 9:56. That's about a good time to be buzzed already, right?
I don't care.
That was such a great reaction. I don't care. So indignant. I don't care.
That's what we're start. That's how the podcast is starting, with that question.
That's how you're going to edit it in?
Yeah. That's where we're going to start.
What time is it?
No, man. It's like 5... It's 6 o'clock in the UK, man. That's like, you know, let's just pretend we're British for a day.
Hello, sir.
I'm drinking at the appropriate time today.
Like, I hate that whole, like, bullshit, like, that people think that all British people are fancy. Like, yeah, it's not true at all. There's some fucking ghetto ass.
Oh, dude,
fucking...
yeah. They're like, I'm fucking from British ghetto, you know. I'll fucking cut you, because I'm really...
I went to America and they all think I'm fancy, right? Because of my beautiful British accent. I sound like I'm a fucking scholar, right?
I bet British comedians do that over there. Do you have any favorite British comedians?
Probably, what's his name? I can't think of his name. Yeah. He did the show Saxondale. What's his name?
I don't even know what that show is.
Now I gotta look it up. That's the worst part about drinking is like you forget stuff. You have to look up stuff a lot.
Imagine what was drinking like before smartphones, dude.
Nobody
knew anything. Conversations were just stopping in their tracks.
Yeah. Conversation in bars was like, that fucking guy, the guy with the hair.
Like
Ringo.
For 3 hours.
Right.
Then you get so happy you drink more.
Cheers. Steve Coogan. I figured out before I looked it up. I have to.
I actually don't know who that is.
Steve Coogan's hilarious. He was a. What else does he do that you might remember? Steve Coogan. Over here he did. What's that? Oh, see. I almost had it. Steve Coogan. Horrible.
Horrible.
Horrible. I'm
me free.
Fucking, I'm really into Jimmy. Jimmy Carr is one of my favorites.
Jimmy Carr's good.
Jimmy Carr and Milton Jones, who are similar, but Jimmy Carr's a lot more vulgar.
Yeah.
Which I'm totally cool with.
Hamlet, that's what he did. Hamlet 2.
Oh, I've always wanted to see that, but I haven't gotten around to it.
I think that's one of his only, like, movies that he was a star of that was, like, an American movie.
Mm. That movie didn't do well, did it?
No. It did all the way. I thought it was hilarious, but...
I thought it was a great concept when it came out.
It's becoming more of, like, a little kind of a cult movie, you know, like all movies that get kind of looked over. Comedies, that happens so much with comedies.
Yeah.
There's not that many cult dramas.
Yeah, once it's happened, it's done.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there are a lot of cult comedies, you're right. Like the Kevin Smith stuff.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of Kevin Smith, yeah, I got 86th from his podcast show at John Lovitz.
Oh, motherfucker. Okay. Yeah, I couldn't go see Rob Van Dam do stand-up, because you're fucking... How did you get 86th from John from the comedy club?
I don't know. I remember. I just remember being, like, yanked out of there, and it was just like the movies, like, I was grabbed, and they just threw me out the front door. Actually, the back door, which got me all, I went there with two friends, I got shit-faced, hammered, and the next thing I remember, I'm getting thrown out the back door, and I don't know where the fuck I am. So I go into the carport, I go to the exit of the carport, hoping that, like, because I can't find the car, I don't remember where they parked. I just go to the exit hoping that they'd see me as I leave to so I can get in a car and leave. And I never saw them. Every car left and I was just like, fuck, now I'm stranded in LA. So I just go to a bar and I try to make friends with people so that I can maybe like, I don't know, like crash at their pad or something.
Yeah.
And I'm too drunk to make friends. I'm just being obnoxious.
So my next thing was like, I was gonna sleep on a park bench until the morning, but it was so fucking cold. It was like wintertime, and I was like freezing.
Oh, Jesus.
So I eventually just flagged out a taxi and had to take it all the way back from LA to here.
Ooh.
And it cost me like $100.
Yeah.
And I was considering, like, when I got here, I was totally considering like telling him to stop at a different house and then jump out and run away. But I felt bad. I was like, man, I made this guy like drive all the way from LA. Like, I'm taking from his, you know, wallet. So
jump out and run away. Like, I'm not gonna pay your cab. This was before the days of Uber, where they had.
Yeah, it was before Uber. Right before Uber.
Fucking Uber rules, man.
Mm-hmm. I haven't used it yet. I have a friend who's an Uber driver.
Fuck yeah, man! If you're listening to the podcast, you need to use Uber. Use promo code UberCMP. To get $30 towards your first ride, and it'll support the podcast at the same time.
Right. And if you can't remember CMP, just think cump.
Yeah. Yes.
No? You're like, no, CMP is fine.
No, this is adequate.
Don't think cump.
Don't think about cump. Unless you want to, but there's no U. It's just CMP. Cump.
But I like cump.
I'm a big fan of cump, you know? I'm a cump connoisseur.
Guzzle cump. It does sound like something dirty, cump.
Yeah, it does.
Like a cum bump. Do you do cum bumps? I do cum bumps, bro.
Dude, I'm gonna go do a fucking gnarly cum bump.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
How many people? That's gotta be, that had to be done. Like, that's gotta be like a little fetish. Like, snorting cum.
I'm sure it's a thing somewhere. Probably like in Eastern Europe. That's where they would. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to snort the cum. I'm going to snort it up my nose.
I like it when it drips down my throat. Now I got to think of better ways to make it go down my throat. Through the nostrils, down the navel cavities, and into my throat.
Into the sinuses?
Oh, I will smell you all day.
Reggie, I don't like cum. I just like the way it smells.
I don't always snort cum, but when I do...
By the way, Dos Equis is like one of the few beers I can actually stand.
Really? I don't really care for it. There's not many Mexican beers I really like. I like Negra Modelo.
Uh-huh.
I like dark beers.
I don't like beer at all. Like, no? I fucking hate the taste of beer. It's so disgusting.
Have you been to like a craft brew type of place?
No.
Like, where these, like, they don't taste like regular beer, you know? Like, they're actually like this whole new age of beer. I'm gonna sound like a dickhead, but like they taste good.
That's all I need to know, man.
I don't want to sound like a dickhead. They taste good.
They're good, motherfucker.
I like it. I like how it tastes. To go into some like douche-ass material about,
well, nowadays they're still doing the finest distilleries of craft craftsmanship, and then they are cumped. He was drinking when I said that. He almost died.
Almost lost.
I'm sorry.
Please don't make jokes while I'm drinking.
Okay, I'll try and time out my jokes.
And pause for drinking. Continue your joke.
We need a drinking, like, a beep. Like, beep.
Just a little button we press when we take a drink.
Beep. Reggie is now drinking. Please hold. Your patronship is very important to this podcast.
Let's go out to the kitchen. Let's go out to the kitchen and have ourselves a snack.
You just got a letter. You just got a letter. Oh, I got a friend request on Facebook. Nobody ever wants to be my friend.
Aww.
That went from pity to Gregorian chant.
Should we turn off the music? Can we use any of this? Because we have music playing.
I don't know. I don't know how much of it is, like, how background it is.
It's probably pretty bad background. So I'll turn it down anyways. Because I hear it all the time in podcasts where like they play a bit of a song and then they're like, "Oh, let's turn it off before we get in trouble," something like that.
Yeah, I mean if it's background, it's fine.
It's very comforting. It's from the South.
Mm.
I would call it the Southern comfort.
Mm. Comfort Southern.
Comfort Southern. Comfern Southert? Is that what you say?
I don't know.
Comfern Southert?
It's made in New Orleans.
Fuck. Oh, that's good shit.
Wheatgrass.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
There's a government warning on this wheatgrass. According to the Surgeon General, women... Ah, fuck it. We're not women.
That is not our demographic, sir.
We need to stop there.
Yeah. I haven't been pregnant in a while.
It's been a long time.
It does not pertain to me. It didn't say anything about, and men, it will kill you.
I did give birth to a food baby in your bathroom this morning. If that counts.
I dropped mad food babies in your toilet. Fuck them. Boosh.
Oh my god. I think I started talking about my dad earlier. Like, my dad's pretty fucking gnarly.
Oh yeah, your dad seemed awesome.
No, that's my stepdad. The one that beat me.
Oh, your stepdad. No. The
Yeah,
the one that would like hang out in the garage and watch horror movies with you.
Do you remember? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. We try to out, like, the only word I can think of is gnarly each other.
You and your dad?
Yeah, like, he's very competitive with me. And the only reason I can outdrink him now is because he has psoriasis. I'm like,
oh,
I'm not,
fuck. That's what Olivia Grace walks into.
I meant cirrhosis.
Cirrhosis, okay.
He does have psoriasis, too.
Isn't psoriasis?
His cirrhosis is a little more
are we recording?
Concerning, yeah.
Yeah, Olivia Grace just walked in.
Shit.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
We're not even, we're just pretend they're not there.
Who?
The people?
The people.
The ghosts?
Yes. We've had the best podcast so far, Olivia.
Wow, and I missed it.
We just took shots of wheatgrass.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Do you want to take a shot of
wheatgrass? Do you want to take a shot of wheatgrass?
Sure,
shut
yeah.
the fuck up, bitch.
He said, shut the fuck up, bitch.
You can edit that part out.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was talking about my dad. Like, he tries to, like, outdo me all the time. His cirrhosis, like, I finally got a hold of the drinking part. Like, one time I confronted him. I was all drunk. We were both drunk. We got drunk together. And I started, like, kind of yelling at him, like, you were never there. You never did this. You never did that. And I expected him, like, to come in and give me a hug and say, like, I'm sorry, son. I love you. Like a movie moment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, this guy squared up. He's like, what the fuck? You want to go?
That's awesome.
And I just started cracking up. I'm like, oh, yeah, you're my fucking dad. Jesus Christ, you're my dad.
Do you ever have those moments in the mirror where you realize you did something and you're like, you feel like you're about to peel your face off, and you're just like, I am my dad. I'm my father.
How did that happen?
I look just like my dad. I don't have to peel anything back. If anything, I just need to put like a little more brown on my face because he's darker than me. But he looks just like me, but just more Mexican.
Well, he outdid you on that one, huh?
He wins again. Motherfucker. He's always battling me.
I think as humans, when we produce another human,
uh-huh.
I'm a nerd, and so I look at it as like it's the next iOS update, except it's a human. Right? So Reggie, you are like iOS 95.1.
iOS 95.1, Reggie, that's you.
Right. I'm more like Windows 95.
That was funny.
With a flip phone and a pager.
A flip phone and a pager. No, you have one of those, like, the big laptop phones.
Laptop phones.
You know, the giant, giant-ass phones that are...
It is kind of sad. My laptop took a shit, so I'm borrowing my mom's laptop. So it's like a tiny little laptop sitting on top of my broken laptop right now. It's pretty sad looking. It reminds me of like those houses where they have like the that old big TV, that old TV that's broken, and they just put the new TV on top.
Yeah,
it just becomes a piece of furniture, but it has a screen on it.
That's how you got to do. What happened to your laptop? Too much porn?
No, I tried to illegally download something for my friend. He was doing a hip-hop show and he wanted an instrumental.
Oh, Reggie.
And, come on.
That's what happens when you help your friends.
That's why I don't like helping people.
Yeah, helping people, it leads to nothing but trouble.
It leads to viruses.
Yeah.
I try to help this girl with a...
Apply that to regular life, by the way. Helping people leads to viruses. Not just for your computer, by the way.
Yeah. I try to help this girl, this hooker, with my cum, and she gave me a virus. Last time I helped her with my cum.
You can't control alt delete your cock.
That should be the name of your album. Helped with cum. You're just something along those lines.
Yeah. So I got a virus, and then I try to, like, restore it, like, back to the manufacturing settings, and it worked fine for the first day, and then I woke up, like, I was watching Netflix, I woke up, and it just said, can't find your OS, or...
Oh?
Huh?
That sounds...
Operating system gone. Like, it's just gone. Like, I can't do anything.
It disappeared into the ether?
Yeah, and because I restored it the day before, there's no restoring point.
Like, oh, yeah.
There's no backup point.
Yeah.
That fucking blows.
Wow. Yeah.
So I just need to get a new Windows disk, and it'll be fine.
You can download that illegally, too, but you shouldn't.
But you can't download anything illegally when you can't access your computer. So, yeah, my friend said he has a Windows 7, so I'm going to put that on there, I guess.
Okay.
Because I was running on Vista, and Vista sucks balls.
So does Windows 7.
Is it really?
Yeah. Dude, I haven't used Windows operating system in, like, 3 years. I don't remember anything.
You're an Apple dude?
I'm an Apple person.
Yeah. I'm more of an orange person. I mean, that's how apples and oranges, right?
Well, I'm a banana guy. Like, there's so much potassium and magnesium in that, but...
You are a banana. Who was talking about bananas?
Luis.
Oh my god. What the fuck hangover was that food. About? Hangover food? Banana?
Is that what you say?
He said it was the potassium in it that'll get you.
That's bullshit, dude. Like,
really?
You tried it?
You really think a banana is going to save your life right now?
I don't think it's going to save your life, but it can make you cheeseburger.
It's not going to save my life, but it might help.
A cheeseburger is going to save your life.
Yeah, I know. I'm committing the mortal sin of podcasting, which is fucking eating on mic, but sorry about that.
There's no mic to eat on.
Did you guys talk about me while I was gone?
No, we didn't.
No.
He wanted your arrival to be a surprise.
Look at her.
The listener.
I mean, listen to her.
The listeners are going to be like, what? An estrogen voice? What's...
what is this?
What? What have I walked into? That's my impression of my listeners, by the way.
They're all fucking Yoda-ish.
They're educated and Yoda, not weird at all.
I'm just waiting for you to get an angry phone call from one of your fans. Like, what? No.
Hello, sir.
Me? Not me. I don't talk like that.
The best journalists say whatever they want.
I don't think that's true, actually.
Oh.
Okay.
I made a good point with that.
Point taken.
You make a good point, Reggie.
Oh. All right. Berdez is going to have a great time editing this podcast.
I don't even know what we recorded last night.
It's just gonna look like claymation or sound like.
It's gonna be audio claymation.
Audio claymation. I won't think too. Hey, it's Olivia.
Those are all the parts that we can use. It's gonna be like 2 minutes.
You shrug your shoulders like you don't get what I'm talking about.
No, I do get what you're talking about.
Well, fuck you. I'm getting drunk. I keep saying fuck you.
Fuck.
The more I say fuck you, you know I'm getting drunk.
Hey, Reggie.
Hey.
Fuck you.
Fuck yeah.
The more I swear and it doesn't make sense, the more drunk I'm getting. Like,
fuck it.
Like, I'll just like come up with my own insults and phrases. Like, I'll shit in your car, man. Like, just weird stuff like that. Or, I'll threaten people. I'll just be like, hey, fuck you, I'll suck your dick. Because that's like... It sounds like a bad thing.
Roll down your window, like, you tell somebody, instead of flipping them off, I'll suck your dick. You're like, what, really?
They follow you home.
I'll pull over. Yeah. I like making up, like, horrible combinations to make cuss words, like nipple ass.
What? You fucking nipple ass?
Let's try it, Des.
What? Nipple ass?
No! Combination of words to make a cuss word. Like, it could be. Like, you
fucking.
Dork balls? You
fucking. No. Cunt. Cock. Fucker?
Yeah, that worked.
Yeah, I don't know.
I gotta credit my old boss for this one, but my favorite one is Twat Waffle.
Twat? Oh, yes, I love that one.
Her old boss was a temp, by the way.
He was an asshole.
He used to take most of your money, right?
Yeah. Fuck you.
Most over all of.
What's sad is that's pretty much exactly what happens. Like, I worked for free for 3 months and then never got paid.
Oh, good for you, man. You got out of there.
Except I was doing graphic design, not...
Is that what they're calling it? Graphic design?
Graphic design. They designed shit graphically, Reggie.
Dick.
Before they used to call it drawing. But now...
I thought they called it sucking cock on the corner.
Oh. 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 Oh.
That's how you know I'm not doing well. Or, like, not feeling well is when I'm, fucking...
not doing well.
Like, when I'm not feeling well physically, that's my annoying laugh comes out. The, it hurts to move. But I still want to acknowledge that that was funny.
Your Halloween laugh comes out.
My pretty.
Oh, look, it's my, Oh, when did this get here?
Special delivery. Speedy delivery. Oh, do you guys remember Mr. Rogers? How old are you guys?
Yeah, I
remember Mr. Rogers.
I remember really? The tail end of him.
Nice.
I heard a rumor.
How was his tail end?
Fuck you.
Sweet, sweet tail end of Mr. Rogers.
Yes. I heard a rumor, and I'm pretty sure it's not true, but I don't know, that Mr. Rogers always wore a sweater because he had tattoos.
I hope that's true.
I really do, too.
Yeah, that would make him so human.
Yeah. He was like a sailor. I knew, like, a...
Yeah, that was it.
A guy in my church was a sailor, and he had tattoos all over.
I can imagine
was, like, old too.
Mr. Rogers walking into a tattoo
Mr.
shop.
Mr. Shoemaker.
Can you imagine Mr. Rogers walking into a tattoo shop and he's like, hey, neighbor. Hey, neighbor, I want a tattoo.
I want a girl with big titties.
I want a tattoo of a butt.
I want to flex my arm, the butt spread works.
I want it on my bicep. Let's do this, neighbor. I don't care how much it costs. I'm fucking Mr. Rogers.
Hey, so is it cool if I ask you guys what I ask on my podcast?
No.
So what's
imagine
your
saying no?
Plug, yeah. No. plug your podcast.
Oh, it's on. You can find it on my website. It's called False Promises. I hate you so much.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
False Promises with Olivia Grace. You can find it on my website, oliviasfunny.com, or on iTunes.
But is that true?
No, I'm fucking lying. Sometimes I'm plugging a podcast that doesn't exist.
This podcast is fake. It is a pro wrestling of podcasts. It's not real.
Olivia's funny.
Olivia is funny.com.
That's the name of my what? OliviaGrace.com was taken.
Don't you?
All right. Oh, Olivia is funny.
It made me feel bad.
It's
now.
An easy website to remember.
You said it all like, oh,
that's what I wanted it to be. I thought it was so fucking clever.
What do you mean?
I picked that domain name by myself.
All by myself, like a big girl.
I picked mine too, and it's fucking shitty. I needed funny. Like yours, you don't need to even put it on a business card. You could just tell people at shows, like, hey, it's oliviasfunny.com, and they're going to remember that shit. Mm. My name is impossible to spell.
But if you're not funny, they're not going to remember it.
No.
Well, good thing I'm fucking.
There you go, girl. That's the Olivia I know.
Yeah, I mean, Olivia is funny most of the time. Taken.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Sorry, I took another bite of my cheeseburger.
She's eating on the podcast.
Oh, she can have cheeseburger on.
Boo.
No, dude, we eat on the podcast all the time. We're fucking disgusting.
We're always hungry. What time is it? Lunchtime? Let's record a podcast. Are we eating crackers?
The first Clerks commentary. The first Clerks commentary that they did with the original release. They are eating, like, the whole time. On the commentary track.
I'm not a big fan of Kevin Smith.
Fuck you, Richie.
Can I have an...
Yes.
Can you argue your point after my point?
Yeah.
He's a douchebag. You're next.
He made me want to do a podcast.
I think there's pubes in your freezer.
Are they mine?
I hope.
I'm not that tall. I can imagine pubes in my fridge. But the lower I'm 5'5". That fridge, at least the pubes should be like from a 6 foot tall person.
How did they get
those? Are your pubes?
I don't have any.
No leftovers, you know, like, I don't know.
No.
Drifting from your underwear, like,
did you try to air
out yourself in the freezer?
No, what?
My pussy's hot. This freezer will cool it down. And like, lonely puke just flies away into my freezer.
That sounds like a really, like, a metaphor for something. I don't know what, but that's definitely a metaphor for something.
That sounds like something T.S. Eliot would write.
Oh, yeah, good old T.S. Eliot.
Oh, to the pube that ended up in the freezer.
Oh, I think he's a good fucking writer.
Oh, he is bloody brilliant, isn't he?
No, you do the fancy pants one.
I do believe he's quite brilliant, isn't he?
Yeah, he's fucking dope. No, they don't say dope.
you became like a fucking cholo.
Take two.
Cockney fancy dialect, take two.
Cockney horrible LA Cockney.
Yeah.
Cockney.
I do say, Cockney fellow, that T.S. Eliot gentleman is quite the prolific scribe.
You want to talk about fucking scribes? This motherfucker gave me a fucking bill that wasn't even a fucking real fucking bill. It was a fucking bill that was a fake. I tried to take it to the fucking liquor store, and he fucking turned me away, the fucking Indian fellow. I tried to get a fucking drink. He said, get the fuck out of here. I said, fucking give me my milk.
Awesome.
You get, like, gangster at the end. It's funny. You go from, like, Cockney to, like, yo, man.
Yeah, like, I'm gonna stab you in Compton.
I demand respect. Like, that guy who was running around at the White Fangs last night, dude.
Some dude. Okay, right.
Oh,
yeah.
The guy that started the fight,
well,
man.
Well, it's a fight guy. Because, yeah, they don't know.
So, we were doing an open mic, and some guy just started, like, trying to fight people. We're totally cool doing inside jokes. These people don't need to understand what we're talking about.
Yeah, well, we can just describe it.
Everyone was getting ready to leave. Somebody came up to me and apologized to me for the fight, and was like, "I don't care. Like, I didn't see anything. Like, why are you apologizing to me? Apologize to the people that saw it."
What the fuck went through his head? Like, I think we scared the blind guy.
Like, why are you apologizing?
I know, like. There was a fight going on, basically, like, when I was about to do my set, and I was like, fuck, man, like, is this going to be a total distraction?
And it was.
There was no going back.
Is anybody going to listen to me? Like, no.
No.
No. That was, like, last week when...
I was glad, because I didn't have a good set.
Hey, guys, what's the deal with airplane food, so I can make a clean edit on our last
conversation? It's 10:31, so at 10:30, mark it.
Oh, we've been recording for a half hour.
Only a half hour?
Yeah. I think like 5 minutes of it are usable.
Only 5 minutes?
Probably.
Oh, Jesus H. Christ. The H stands for heroin, by the way. I have evidence.
Okay, we're going to have to edit that out.
No.
Jesus.
No.
No,
that sounds good.
That's good, yeah.
I'm going to have to record a podcast by myself. I'm not going to edit anything out.
Go for it.
I'm just going to totally fuck everything over.
Day drinking with Reggie Reyes. And Reggie Reyes.
Sneak five.
Day drinking with Reggie Reyes. and no one else.
Hi, bottle. Hi, Wendy. You look cute. No, you look cute. I want to kiss you. I want to kiss you.
I like your cap. You should take it off.
Did you have a cap on?
No.
Is that what you said? Oh, my God.
No, he was making a joke with the bottle.
Yeah.
Oh.
God, Olivia. I
swear to God, this guy's a faker.
I feel that way when you like one of my photos. Who said that? Somebody. I don't take credit for that, but I think that was Lewis, right?
Yeah. He put a funny caption, so I liked it.
Okay.
You should like every photo.
I should. I just go through Facebook liking all the photos. I should get an Instagram.
Yes.
Just so I could like.
Yes. I was just going to say that. Get an fucking Instagram and like everything you ever get.
Yeah. Sorry. I have a podcast concept, guys.
Okay.
Day drinking with Reggie.
No, we should have sober someone interview drunk someone, but it's the same person. So, like, here's how it would work.
Oh, it's meta.
Sober you would write questions that you would want drunk you to answer. Because, like, when I drink, which is not very often, drunk Dez, I would love sober Dez and drunk Dez to hang out and, like, be friends. Because sober Dez could teach drunk Dez so much about confidence.
Like, how about the first half is that, but the second half is the opposite?
He can make drunk Dez such a make sober Dez such a better person.
I love that idea, dude. Yeah. I think that's fucking brilliant.
What about the first half is that, and the second half is the opposite? Drunk Dez asked sober Dez the question.
Well, then you would have to like wait until you were no longer drunk.
I like it just the first way, just because that it's all about the honesty, you know what I mean? And then someone else, but you write the questions down when you're sober, and then someone interviews you, right? When
sure.
You're
drunk answers are just as good as drunk questions. Like, ask drunk questions to sober Dez.
Okay, but then you would have to get somebody else that's drunk to do that. Would I write my own questions drunk and then wait till I got sober and then do it?
Right. Okay. No, just, or do it different times, you can do it whenever, like, it can be a different day.
Okay. That's an interesting concept. We should really try that sometime, when we have a lot of time on our hands.
You can call it, like, a cipher or something like that. Because it goes in a cipher, like, Sober Dez asks.
It wouldn't have been me, though, because I don't drink. Oh. But it was just me using the concept, the idea. It would be you, Reggie.
Oh,
you can interview yourself.
Who's the drunk? I'm like a shot glass in my mouth. Like,
who's the guy you're talking about? Who's the drunk guy? I don't know who that is. Eating the pudding. Put the lotion in the basket. McDonald's breakfast is officially over, guys.
You just ate a fucking cheeseburger, you fat fuck.
I know.
You're so mean, Reggie.
If I made a commercial for the podcast, that's what would be in it.
You already had bread.
You right, fat fuck.
I'm sorry. I'm really not sorry, but I'm...
I know. You're just
Olivia gave me a look.
Hi, Mike.
We should interview Reggie's cat. Roger, come hither. So? We'll put subtitles on the podcast. Reggie just called me a porpoise.
Did you do that on porpoise?
Oh, fuck you.
Why? Oh, there was a funny joke.
See, that's why you should never stop recording.
No, I had a joke in my head that I read in, like, a tacky magazine, but it was like...
A tacky magazine? Describe a tacky magazine.
Any magazine you've ever read that your mom... might also read.
Any magazine you ever felt.
Yeah.
Us? People.
Sure. Yeah. Any magazine that you've ever read that has a joke section in it. But I forgot the joke.
Nice.
Good old forgetting. I hate giving you compliments.
Why?
Because he's a dick. Because you want them.
Who the fuck does doesn't. What are you talking about?
I don't. Oh,
yeah,
I do.
Yeah, you do. You fucking
yeah, you do.
Who the fuck doesn't want to be said? Hey, people respect you. Oh, thank God. That's what I've been working towards. No, no one's like, oh, for oh no, no. People don't respect
people,
me. That's bullshit.
People
no
respect me. Oh, shucks.
I was molested by respect.
There she goes.
See? She says, Olivia is funny.
Thank you.
.com.
Olivia, you guys.
Okay.
That's me.
We just wrote me a jingle.
Oh.
Oh, no, 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 again.
Olivia Grace.
It's me. I didn't want to do it a second time. It took a lot for me to
Take
do
three.
It a second time. No, tattoo it again.
Tattoo it again?
No.
I'll get an O that goes all the way around my chest, and then it comes right here and says, Olivia Grace.
That's me.
Where okay. is the event?
Yeah, but you are the. You should get on your phone computer and say you're gonna go there. You might generate some activity.
Are you going?
Cunt.
To Crossroads? Yeah, they, yeah. I got my meeting got canceled, so.
So I guess I'll go because. Awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I was saying.
You're such a dick.
How am I a dick?
Nah, I'm not. I don't mean it.
Yeah, hopefully we can get there.
We're gonna Uber, right?
Probably.
You're the Uber king.
Well, how's Olivia?
Boy,
we'll figure it out.
I'll drive.
What do you mean? Oh, you'll drive?
Yeah.
And drive me back.
No, we can...
We're not that far from it, are we?
To Santa Fe Springs.
Santa Fe Springs. 40 minutes away.
If you can't drive him back, we can Uber him
from
back.
Here.
From here? It's 40 minutes away?
Yeah.
What?
Shane says it's closer to Long
How
Beach
far was
than it
Santa
is than the
Winnipeg. Right? You didn't care last night. You just drove 30 minutes and you didn't think about it. Now you're worried about how much time
Oh, that was
Goodyear.
Yeah. Shane's, oh, is that where it is?
Yeah, it's like in that general vicinity.
Got it.
It's off the 605.
It's closer to Long Beach than Whittier.
In Telegraph. 605 in Telegraph.
Gotcha.
So we'll Uber you back, Reggie. We can split the
family. No, I don't give a fuck. You can leave me in the middle of nowhere. I'll figure my shit out. I've done it my whole life. You can leave me in the middle of nowhere. And I'll just like...
I would totally put you up at my place, but I have parents.
I said I can sleep on your porch.
I don't have a porch.
I'll sleep in your driveway. On your roof.
They're going to be like, who's that drunk guy on
the... I'll sleep on your roof. And now I sound like...
Who's that guy on your roof? I don't know.
Get off my dang roof!
Never met him in my life.
So is it cool, since we have a lull, is it cool if I ask you guys...
What lull are you talking
what do you,
about?
What is a lull?
What lull? What the hell is she talking about?
She's such a professional at this.
What the fuck is she
like,
talking
why
about?
Why is she not
a
the
lull.
Radio major?
Oh, we got a lull.
Fuck.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Never mind.
Olivia...
Olivia Grace.
I'm not doing it again. Yeah. The second time was painful enough.
We should write you a jingle for your podcast.
I think we just did.
Yeah. You know, I actually have been writing jingles, like little like word jingles for my fucking podcast.
Oh, they were better than ours?
Funny.com.
Nice.
Better than that?
Mine are much sadder.
Oh.
Go for that. That wasn't my butthole. That was my mouth.
That was my butthole. That was my mouth.
What just happened?
Oh, no.
Sorry.
What did just happen?
I'm drooling. So, this was, No, actually, I don't want to end it. I want to keep talking.
Are you going to wrap it up?
No, I don't want to wrap it up.
You are the host. You should wrap it up.
I never wrap it up. I just fucking come and bitch.
Oh.
This is Olivia Grace.
Okay.
That's how I'm gonna, in the podcast description, I'm gonna be like, it's Des, Reggie, and Olivia Grace.
I would like call it 60 O's.
Yeah, you should change your website to Olivia Grace.
I like to call it special guest because, like, she's really like doing really good, like, but way better than like any of us.
Way better than us. Yeah,
so special guest would be great.
I am ashamed.
But, oh, look at she's twirling her hair. Oh, I'm not that. I'm not doing that great.
No, I didn't say I wasn't doing great.
Olivia, great. No, but I'm new at this shit. I'm obviously fucking like really good at it, but like I'm new at this.
Okay. You're doing what? Like having conversations? Shit, that's all it's it.
Hanging
that's
out all with it human is. People, yeah. I usually hang out with a cat.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck, dude. Bro. Bra. Bro, bra. Bra.
Bra.
Bra, bro, bra.
Dude, bro, bra, bra, bra.
Dude, bra, bro, bra, bra.
Dude, bra, 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 bra. Dude, bra, 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 bra. That is college. Bro, bra. That's, that language bro, is bra. Called frat.
Bro, bra.
Bro.
Bro,
dude, bro, 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 bro,
bro, bro, bro,
dude, bro, 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 dude, bro,
dude, bro,
gnarly, bro,
bro, bro, bro, bro, gnarly, bro, bro, bro,
bro, bro, bro, bro, 40,
bro. Yeah, you're doing fine. I'm just kidding, dude. I'm just fucking with you. I gotta laugh at a death. You're supposed to laugh at that one, too. I suck at this.
Improv by Olivia Grace.
Yes and.
Yes, no.
I was always the person that would ruin improv sketches. Like, because you know that the main.
Obviously.
Was, yes and. Well, yeah, you think? And then, like, if a sketch went wrong, I would just be, like, the one that would just turn to the audience and just be like, this sketch sucks. And it would get a laugh, but the troupe would be like, I hate you. And I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, I was that guy, too.
It's pretty fucked
up. I'm stand-up comedy more than fucking improv.
Yeah, I
could do both. I'm better than both.
Oh, yeah, I remember. We high-fived about that last night. That's improv is dumb.
It's not.
It's not dumb. I admire the people who do it.
I admire people who are good at it.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people do it and are just like, me.
I do improv every fucking night. You guys are fucking assholes.
What? You do what? Improv every night?
Improv? No, he's talking about the fact that he riffs when he goes
out. I riff.
Oh, it's yeah, improv. That's just riffing.
Yeah, that's different.
It's improv. It's
not, no, we're talking about like sketch groups. Yeah. It's like improv sketch and stuff.
You're talking
like
about sketch. Sketch is different.
No, that's improv.
No, it's not improv. Improv. Sketch is not improv.
Yes, it is.
What?
Yes. No. Sketches improv. Sketch. No. Olivia, help me.
There's two kinds of improv. There's long form, which is like sketches, like Saturday Night Live style stuff. And then there's the short form, which is like, whose line is it anyway? Like the improv games. And that's improv.
Are you trying to teach me what I know already? Like
you said sketch was improv.
It's not.
It is.
Written, I just said it is.
It's written. It's not improvisational.
Improvisational?
It's...
Say that again.
Oh, I should have said it better. Improvisational. I said it improvisational. I said it all like... It's a swift word about it.
Improvisational.
But Des, like...
Is it not improvisational?
Yeah. Improv...
Sketch is written out. What the fuck does that have to do with improv?
No, but it's different.
It's a type of improv.
No, it's not.
You really
all.
Think that every line on Saturday Night Live is... written?
You can... they really don't want you to improvise there.
How the fuck do you know that?
Because I...
That's why they get hired. They're improvisers. Do you know where everybody on Saturday
Night
Live came
from? No, they come from... Yeah, I know where they come from.
They come from, like, Second City. Improv
Second
troops.
City, UCB, or their stand-ups. Yeah, I know, I get it. But, like, that shit's written.
But it's still improv. You can ask anybody, is Saturday Night Live improv? Everybody's gonna say yes, right, Des?
Yeah.
Damn it, Reggie.
Yeah, he really stood up for you.
Yeah, no, it's true. She's right. Yeah. She's true. She's right. I just...
You can cut out the part where I'm arguing with Reggie, because then I sound like I know it all.
No, you are. You do. You know a lot. But, yeah.
Yeah, you're a know-it-all.
I know. It
sucks. See, she knows.
But sketch is not... Sketch is written, right?
Yeah, but it's still improvised. There's
because
still parts
there still,
that are
yeah.
improvised.
As an actor, you're
parts
asked,
of it, of course,
you're asked
improv.
To make choices as an actor. And
it is improv.
Those choices
maybe it's
are
developed
improv.
From improv.
No, it's called long-form improv.
Yeah, it is.
Long form improv is not sketch. That's yes, not the same is. Thing.
That's yes, what you're right. It's not sketch. Thank you.
Well, okay, it's not sketch, but it's like, okay, fine, I was wrong about that.
Yes.
But, I mean, but it's still improv, right?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Wait. Did we catch her that?
That was Caesar Malone.
Des-cat-cat-cat. In slow motion. Like, it was really fast, but he said, Des-cat-cat-cat.
I'm gonna fucking look it up right now, dude.
Improv, you know,
yeah. Oh, yeah, look at it.
Because improv pissed me off, because I always want to get to the punchline, because that's what I was taught in stand-up, is you
all right.
Get to the punchline as fast as you can.
You're listening to Day Drinking with Reggie Reyes. We're about to do one-word suggestions.
Oh, no.
Yes, we are, motherfucker. One-word suggestion.
My phone is talking.
For you, I'm going to give you the word... sword. Des, did you hear what I said? Jesus Christ.
Wait, it's right.
It's sword.
Former UFC World Heavyweight Champion Brock Lesnar has a sword tattooed on his chest. However, the sword, most people seem to believe, looks like a penis. So in reality, he has a giant cock tattooed on his chest. And he walks around and he acts like a badass. But it's hard to act like a badass when you have a cock tattooed on your chest.
Now
what's the deal with that?
What's that? Get all Seinfeld at the end.
What's the deal?
Dude, now I'm all paranoid that I was arguing with you about sketch and I'm fucking completely wrong.
You were.
No, you were right.
No, you were completely wrong.
Sketch is a type of improv, you agree on that, right?
No. Reggie. So what do you think? Okay, when we say improv, what is it that you imagine then?
It's off the cuff. It has nothing to do with writing. It's comes whatever comes out of your mind. You have to be on point, like just.
So
like,
do you imagine that there are long improv sessions? Like
long improv sessions? Yeah, it's just like where you take it longer. Like,
yeah, you know, that's long form improv.
Short form is like what's that stupid show called?
Who's
Lying?
Yeah.
And long form is like UCB, they encourage that type of
stuff. Yes, that's what she's saying, dude.
No, she's talking about sketch. Sketch comedy is written. Am I not right?
No, you're right that it's written, but there's still people, improv elements,
yeah,
too. Sketch.
You can. You're allowed to do improv in between it, but it's written.
Yeah, it's written. There are people who are paid to write it. However...
Is Roger here? No, go ahead.
That's creepy incidental music. We're about to get stabbed, guys.
No, I'm right. Alright, so give her I can give her a one-word suggestion.
Give her a one-word suggestion.
No, you should give her one. I gave you one.
Your one-word suggestion, Miss Grace, if that is your real name, is Oreo.
Ooh, Oreo.
Wait, what? Are we doing sketch right now?
We're stand-up doing without sketch. A net.
It's a fucking joke.
I did mine, and it was fucking amazing.
Oreo?
He did great.
Wait, am I supposed to make jokes about Oreos?
Yeah, yes. Now, go.
What?
You know you had one.
An Oreo? Yeah, everybody's had an Oreo. I don't know, anybody that hasn't had an Oreo, right?
Milk is like an aphrodisiac for Oreos.
Are you heckling right now?
No, you're doing better than me.
Doing her bit because she can't.
Come on.
It's not that I can't, it's just that
go!
I'm supposed to talk about Oreos?
Oreo, yeah. I talk about nachos.
You can deny the. You can say next. You can say next, like, word if you don't have anything.
Can you imagine, like.
The only time that would work is if the next word was yourself.
Because that's what you're saying.
Yeah, because that's almost seven. Just like, I'm so mad at my mom.
Does it remind you of something? Like, fucking, like.
You remind me of how fat I am.
So talk about that shit, man.
I'm not having fun anymore.
Oh. Improv comedy. Improv stand-up is fucking fun.
Yes, and...
I can wing it on stage, but... Like, I can't.
On stage butt?
What? Damn it. Damn it. Can I smoke in here?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Marlboro Reds, are you sure you're cool with that?
One. And you only get one.
Okay, Dad.
Damn.
Everybody gets one.
I know.
Or my apartment.
I know. I'm just fucking with you.
Whose apartment?
You're not fucking with me.
Reggie's apartment.
What if I just smoke like four right now?
Jane Smith.
I would give you the forearm shit.
Alright, we should wrap this show up because I'm going to have to edit like 90 minutes of shit and I don't want to.
No, but give me a... I didn't get to get the one word suggestion yet.
Oh.
Olivia's supposed to give me one.
Olivia, give him a one word suggestion.
The cipher.
Pasta?
Pasta? That's a fucking horrible fucking one word suggestion.
No, it's not. It's amazing.
Alright. I've been single for a long time, and I would go to the liquor store and buy pasta and tomato sauce.
And at the liquor store?
Yeah, at the liquor store.
They sell tomato sauce there?
They have all that shit there, and I make it for myself, a lonely motherfucker by myself. It's either called Bachelor... Or it's called Lonely Motherfucker. Which one is it? I don't know. It's up to you to decide. Is it Lonely Motherfucker or Bachelor? Like, Bachelor sounds like fun and cool. Like, I'm a bachelor. You know what I mean? Like, I'm hanging out. I'm being cool. Like, I'm just a bachelor. Just, you know, playing the field. Hanging out with people and shit. But Lonely Motherfucker buys fucking... What'd you say? What was your word?
Oreos.
Well, it was pasta, man.
Oh, buys pasta at the liquor store.
And
makes it by himself, and he's like,
Reggie, you are
sick. I can't wait till somebody comes over to taste my pasta. I'm a fucking sad Italian man.
Okay, I didn't know we were allowed to riff about our lives and we just have to mention pasta.
What the fuck? Yeah.
I didn't know that's how it worked.
Am I teaching you how to riff?
No, you're teaching me whatever the fuck we're doing.
That's why I told you.
I thought it was just like, hey, so yell about Oreos.
Incorporate the word into your joke. Like, it doesn't have to be the center of the joke.
I just know sad is that my joke is the same thing. It's like, I'm really lonely, guys, and when I'm lonely, I like Oreos. That would be my set.
So she wants another round.
I think
no, double, I do not want
to
go.
I feel like double stuffed Oreos are the equivalent to having too many friends. Like there's just too much.
One word suggestion again.
See, that's what Des does is like riffing about Oreos. I'm just like somehow including them into like a pathetic story.
No, but you're taking your turn out of turns.
Dude, let's end the show.
You figure no. Let's keep going.
Des, you want to take a nap though, right, dude?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Crossroads ain't till 8, homie.
Okay, bro.
We can go all day.
I can keep going for a while, man.
All right, your one word suggestion is ladies.
Let me tell you something about leggings.
Ladies.
Dude, I have a whole line on ladies. That's not fair because I'm just gonna fall into my regular. All right,
syndrome. Something. Crap.
Crap. I bought some Count Chocolate the other day.
See? Fuck. That's great, man.
Yeah. Keep going.
I bought some fucking Count Chocolate the other day. That's a throwback, man. That's just a throwback to the late 80s. That was back when crap was considered a cool thing. Like, you will go into your garage and you're like, man, I have so much crap. And your friends would look at you and they'd be like, dude, you're so fucking cool. And I was like, yeah, because I have Count Chocolate. And tomorrow, we're getting fucking Booberry.
Give her one.
No, man. No, I don't want to do this. I know I'm shitty at it, dude. I've been outdone.
Cut it out.
I'm still ruminating about whether or not I was wrong about improv and sketch.
Why don't we do this at the other open mics?
Give her a word. She'll do it. She'll do it. She'll figure it out.
Your word, Olivia, is gerbil.
Dude, I'm fat. I know I'm gonna fail hard at this.
Just do it. If you do badly, we will not give a shit. And I just got a text message.
You got a text message? Good for you.
Your listeners will give a shit.
Come on. Are you really that bad at?
Yeah, that was the whole point. I'm bad at improv.
You do crap work, don't you?
Yeah, but that's different than, like, here's your suggestion, because my crowd work is not really, like, improv. Like, I'm, like,
that's what crowd work is.
I know it's improv, but it's a different, it's not like your suggestion is Oreo. It's like, if I see something and I know I can make a joke about it, it's different. It's the complete opposite.
Alright. I want to punch you in the face.
I would too. I'm completely destroying the podcast.
I'm not punching you in the bad way, just like punching in a cute way. Like,
oh yeah, domestic beast is adorable.
I want to adorably punch you in the face right now.
I deserve it. I'll admit that.
So how are you guys? We're waiting for you. If I have a story. If I got a story, I might talk about it. If I got a story, I might show my junk to your best friend.
Oh, was I supposed to sing with you? I'm sorry.
You don't sing. You've been playing along. You're not a fucking good, like, yes and person.
She's like, yeah, and?
No. She's a no person.
Hence why I'm really bad at improv.
Yeah, improv is hard.
No, it's not.
I think so.
It's fucking easy as fuck.
I like improving while doing stand-up. But that I don't...
That's all I fucking do, man.
Yeah. I mean, I don't do it very much. I feel like I should do it more. But I get so locked into the material that I write. Ugh.
I fucking hate material. I'm like so sick of people doing material. Like I watch people doing material all the time. Like I'm like, it's so fucking like, I'm over it.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I'm over
material. So over people like practicing getting good.
Yeah.
You're so over practice, man.
My version of comedy, it fucking story. It has to do with me. Being like, God damn it. Olivia Grace, you know how it is.
No, I don't. I don't know any.
I have no idea. Do you have any idea what he's saying?
I think he's trying to discredit people who practice material.
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're
like,
a dick.
Because, yeah, I am a dick. Because, like, everybody has, like, these, like, everybody seems like a comic. Like, they're like, I do this. And I have this cadence. And I'm like, I'm a comic. And I do this. And here's my delivery. Here's my setup.
It's called developing an act.
Here's my setup. And here's my delivery. Blah, blah, blah. Fuck that shit, dude. You know what I mean? Like,
no,
whatever happened to fucking talking to people and shit?
Yeah, you know but I mean? You do. But that's the point. Like, a skilled stand-up comic writes material, but then he turns it into a way where you are talking to people, but you're also giving them your
what
material.
What I wanted to say was that I know I'm a fucking piece of shit, and I'm a liar, because I know that I'm not a good stand-up, because I'm a lazy person, and I'm a drunkard, and my whole philosophy on life revolves around the fact that I'm a drunk motherfucker, and I'm lazy.
Yeah, so, but even Stanhope writes material, and he drinks a lot.
Well, yeah, for sure. But and he's not a big. No, he's awesome. He's one of my favorites, yeah, for sure.
Well, I mean, you can't discredit people who write material. I've seen him, like when he's live, I've seen him do the same stuff.
I write material too. I mean, I'm not saying I don't write material. I'm saying like, I write material, but.
I'm just glad you're more wrong about this than I was about improv.
I'm 20% material. I'm 80% fucking, you know, riffing.
People complain a lot about open mics and how, like, you have too many people doing the same jokes over and over again. I don't think we have enough people doing that. Because I've seen people do funny jokes and then they don't do them ever again. And it makes me sad.
You want people to do the jokes over and over?
Yeah, because people need to get better, man. Like, they need to be... The point
of... Are you just talking to me personally?
No, everyone in general. The jokes that they do are, like... You need to practice them, because what if there's, like, another tag that you're not seeing? You can make that joke exponentially funnier.
Yeah.
And that's why I think open mic's just so fucking important.
I love open mics because I don't feel like I need to do a set. I'm going to do open mics. How fucking new am I?
I don't know. How new are you?
Very new.
I forget. I met you, right?
I forgot.
Didn't I meet you and I was like, yeah, man, you're going to fucking... You come by more. And then you came by more. And now...
I can't stop, man. Like, it's so horrible. Like, I wish I didn't want to do stand-up.
No, dude. Stand-up is fun.
No, it's not.
Even if you just want to do it as, like, therapy. Like, when
if stand-up isn't fun, then why are you doing it?
Yeah.
I'm not having fun. I'm just doing it because I have to.
Why?
Because it's... I have to. Does that make any sense at all?
No.
You guys just do it for fun?
Well, it's because it's something we want to do.
I do it because, I don't know, it's something I want to do, of course, but, like, I'm not having fun.
Yet?
It's painful.
Do you think you'll have fun eventually?
Do you think you'll have fun when you start writing material?
Yeah, I know. I'm very stressed out all the time. I'm very stressed out.
Like, you shouldn't be.
Why?
What are you stressed about?
My material. I You should see me, like, before I go up, I'm walking around my couch, just like... What the fuck am I going to talk about?
That's why you need to write material, dude.
No, I refuse.
You're going to be stressed out then.
Yeah, that's actually probably why you're stressed.
And that's the way I'm going to do it.
If you have a funny observation about someone and it just hits you, write it down. Like last night, I was in Olivia's car and we heard a fucking commercial. It was a stupid Pandora commercial. And it gave me a joke. It gave me a tag to a joke that I've been fucking struggling with for the last, like, 2 weeks. And I fucking tagged that shit. And tonight I'm going to try it out. And it's going to be great, I hope. I don't know what that meant, like, where that was going.
No, you're making perfect sense.
Okay, good.
You're justifying writing material and writing things out.
Material, writing material.
Okay, so, like, here's my story. Like, I was, for 2 years I wanted to do stand-up. Like, when I was 30 years old,
okay.
I decided I wanted to do stand-up. Because, like, I should have done the stand-up, like, way before, like your guys' age and stuff, you know.
Sure.
18 years old, I should have done that. Like, that would have been great, you know, to start at that age. But I didn't. I started at 32 years old. So now I'm, like, super stressed out because, like, it's really complicated. Like, I want to make something of it. I want to be a good stand-up. I really care about it. Like, it's deep in my soul. Like, I really want to be a good stand-up. But I don't write good.
Then that's what open mics are for.
Yeah.
Try the material, what works, works, and keep it, and then, you know, bang it out.
Yeah. And I'm an alcoholic. That's why we're here today. Like,
is it?
Yes, it is.
I thought we were here for the wheatgrass.
Oh, shit, I forgot.
We should wrap the show up, dude. We need to end the show. I don't want to listen to, like, 2 hours of shit to fix it. Fix it.
You don't have to fix it. Leave it all in. It'll be fucking great. I'll meet you guys at the fucking success fucking bucket. Is that a thing?
No.
Yes. There's a big bucket and we all just rinse off it in success.
See, again, I'm at an improv. Des went, yes, and this is the story behind the success bucket. And I just went, no, you fucking retard. Doesn't exist. That's like, I fucking hate improv, man. Like, I was in a scene where we were sitting at a dinner table and someone goes, and I'm a dragon with a flamethrower. And I just went, why the fuck would you need a flamethrower if you're a dragon?
That's D&D, man.
That's
and
funny.
And like, you're ruining the sketch. And I'm like, no, he ruined the sketch by...
Did you say Hebrew?
No, Hebrew.
Oh, you don't like Jews. Oh, you're all fucked up.
You need to stop, dude.
What the?
You need to stop.
What? Did I drink too much?
I don't know. It's really hot, guys.
No, it's not.
Oh.
We can actually flip that light and the fan will go on and we'll...
Yes, and we should turn the fan on.
Hey, there you go. You did improv.
Good.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Olivia Grace does improv.
Olivia Grace.
No, I don't, guys. No, I don't.
Her first improv ever.
Yeah.
She wanted the fan on.
I sound like a total bitch this whole podcast episode.
You're great. Listen to Olivia's podcast.
What's that?
from Australia with those movers.
Oh, the didgeridoo.
The didgeridoos.
We need more didgeridoos.
What are you doing? You're petting your non-hair?
No, I'm making sure my hair is not, you know...
That's an extension, right?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if I had an extension in my hair? Okay.
Tonight at the open mic...
I'm going to talk about something real quick.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
If men did the shit that girls did, like, okay. Makeup.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Girls don't want to come over, like, I don't have any makeup on. It's like... Okay, well, I don't have any makeup on either.
Yeah, no.
Write that down, motherfucker.
Let me rebut.
Rebuttal.
Makeup for women is how we look at, as men, is how we look at pants. So we're like, okay, I don't have any pants on. So women have it double bad because sometimes they have to put on makeup and pants. Which is why women should be paid the same as men.
That's funny as fuck, man.
Thanks.
Women have double bed. They gotta wear makeup and pants.
Yeah, man. I feel bad for that shit.
If that's your plight, that's up to you, I guess.
You could use that. I'm not a woman, so I can't.
You can use that?
Hey, no, dude, that's all yours.
Did you just give Olivia Grace a joke?
Yeah, because I don't
know. You can give that.
I don't know how
you can have that.
You can have that, man.
That's all you.
Somebody listening to the podcast can have that.
Yeah, man, they can claim it. That's funny as hell, man. You should keep that.
I love saying your full name. It's so fun saying your full name.
Olivia Grace?
Yeah.
Olivia Grace! No, it's funny to say. At the open mic, I'm going to, like, I hope I'm before you so that I can be like, oh.
Oh.
And then Reggie will be there, so he'll also be like, oh. And then maybe the other comics will, like, get it because they're good at improv, and they'll also be like, oh. And then at the end, we can all be like, Olivia Grace!
Sorry, I just kicked the stool.
You get excited, you're like...
That's my name, just going around, like, kicking shit in your house. And, like, swinging the fan back and forth. That's my name, guys!
That's my name! You're like an Italian kid. That's my name!
Yeah. Oh, boy.
All right. Well, silence means that we're going to end this fucking podcast.
Oh, thank God.
Thank you for joining me. It's fucking day drinking with Reggie Reyes. With
Reggie Reyes.
No, your name. Dumbass. Let me start all over again. You're listening to fucking me. Take five. You're listening to Day Drinking with Reggie Reyes.
Woo!
Oh, you fucker.
Come on. I'm your studio audience, bitch.
Pay attention, watch. You're listening to Day Drinking with Reggie Reyes with
Des Del Dio.
And
Olivia Grace.
No, we gotta do it again.
No, it's
funny as fuck.
Remember to just follow me on Twitter at Des Delgadillo. Olivia Grace is that fucking, what's your Twitter?
Say
LOL Olivia Grace.
And
LOL Olivia Grace.
Is Reggie you on Twitter?
Yeah, it's Reggie Reg Reyes.
Reggie Reg Reyes.
Nobody follows me, it's all good.
How am I not following you?
Because you're a dick.
I know. Remember to use...
And nobody follows me.
Remember to subscribe on iTunes and use the affiliate Amazon affiliate link on thingsdeathsays.net and you can buy shit and support the podcast at the same
time. Southern comfort, motherfucker.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
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 That was fun.
Reach for it.